Before I talk about the feast, the presentation, I want to just take a quick look at our reading from the Old Testament, from Malachi, the prophet, who is writing after the Israelites returned from the exile. After God had seen them through that great time of trial and tribulation, unfortunately, the Israelites' hearts were still not pure. God looks upon them and sees that the offerings that they give to Him are not their best. They are not giving their best. They are offering something second rate or half-hearted. What was happening was the temple wasn't being supported. And when people did come for sacrifice, the lambs that they offered were not the healthy and spotless ones, but the lame, the sick, the blemished lambs. It shows us that a temptation that's always alive for us, that we want to give God our leftovers. Because we're so busy, God, and you know that. I need the first fruits of my day. I need the first fruits of my paycheck for myself. If there's anything left over, when I'm done with that, then you can have it. So, for example, my best time for prayer is the first thing in the morning. Well, odds are that that's also the best time for me to do other things as well. It's probably my most productive time for work. It's probably the best time for me to exercise. But what is it that gets that time of the day for me? What part of my day do I allot to God? The part that is low energy, unfocused in mind? Or do I give my best? Do I give the first fruits to God? And that same logic, I think, can be used as we look at all of our life. Those questions we can ask regarding our resources, our talents, our relationships. Are we giving God the leftovers? Are we giving God the choicest portion? Now, the 2nd of February is the celebration of the 40th day after the birth of Jesus. So that's why we celebrate the presentation. By the Jewish law, 40th day was the day when the purification of the mother would happen after childbirth. So when this feast falls on a Sunday, it takes place of the regular readings. So we don't get to celebrate the Feast of the Presentation that often together as a community. But I think it's important for us. And it's important for us to know what is happening. And I think, well, the first thing we want to know is that Mary and Joseph, in this instance, are going above and beyond what the law prescribes for them. That Luke, who writes this gospel, mentions several times, almost annoyingly, how they are doing this to fulfill the law, according to the precepts of the law, etc. But Mary and Joseph are going above and beyond. It's a little bit like those who fall in love with the Eucharist and with their encounter with Jesus at Mass on Sunday, and they decide, I'm going to go every day. As often as I can receive the Lord, I want to. They go beyond the minimum, expectations to allow the meaning and the purpose of the law to inspire them. That's what Mary and Joseph do. They go to the very heart of the law. So what is this presentation? Well, since the Passover, the Jews understood that the firstborn male, every firstborn male, belongs to the Lord. It's a way of them noting or acknowledging that all life is a gift from God and belongs to Him. So they would bring the firstborn to the Lord. It's the same concept that they had with other things. With the harvest, for example. They would bring the first fruits of the harvest to the Lord, to the temple. The logic goes, well, God brought all the growth, so to Him we can offer the first part, the choicest part of the harvest in thanksgiving. And that, by the way, is where the very sound biblical notion of a tithe comes from. Everything good comes from the Lord, so we can bring the first portion, the best, to Him. So it was with the firstborn. They understood that the firstborn belongs to the Lord. So what was prescribed was that the couple would take the child to the temple, or if they live far away from the temple, to a priest, in order to offer a sacrifice. In fact, two sacrifices. One, for the ritual purification of the mother after childbirth, and a second sacrifice to buy back the child because the child belongs to the Lord. So what do we notice that Mary and Joseph do? Well, first we notice that they offer two turtle doves. Now the offering for the purification was supposed to be a lamb. However, if a family was not of means, if they could not afford it, they could offer instead two turtle doves or two pigeons. So we note that Mary and Joseph are poor. Should not surprise us by now to find that out. What is surprising, however, is that they do not offer the second offering. At least it's not mentioned. They do not redeem their child. That's what that second offering is, to buy back the child. They don't make that offering. Rather, they do the very opposite. They come to the temple to present Jesus to God. Say, He is yours. He belongs to you. You can have Him. And of course, it's not a sign of them rejecting the Lord, that they don't want Him. Certainly they do. See, they're teaching us that we ought to make a return to the Lord of the most precious things in our lives. For them, of course, it was their Son. Jesus was not to be redeemed by them, but by becoming a gift, He would become their Redeemer. In giving freely, Mary and Joseph see the heart of the law, and they go beyond its precepts. And what happens in return? As their son is offered to God rather than bought back from Him, well, in return, He will now redeem or buy back all of humanity from its slavery to sin. They gave what was most precious, and it comes back to them and to all humanity many times over. It's a beautiful day, by the way, as you bring your child to baptism, Carrie and Luke, which will be after Mass, Josie's baptism. Beautiful day to be reminded of the gift of life that comes from God. And so we present it back to Him. Our life is in His hands. A beautiful gift that we receive at baptism. So our offering, that's what this is all about, this Feast of the Presentation. What do we offer to the Lord? The first fruits or our leftovers? If we offer our very selves with a sincere heart, the gift will come back to us. We could instead try to buy back what God has given us, to use it as we please, but Mary and Joseph show us the example of giving what is most precious. Indeed, it is our own will that we hand over to the Lord. Our very selves we present before Him at His service. And we know from Jesus' life that when that gift is offered, it comes back to us in the form of a life that overflows in abundance. Today and always, let us learn our lesson well. It truly is more blessed to give than to receive.